check it out. Okay, yo, you're gonna love this. All right.
What you won't do?
Won't do. It's time for what you won't do.
Oh, hell no.
The Russ Park Morning Show.
Yes, sir. What you won't do, is think that everything's okay with Halle Berry on her fourth marriage, and of course, it's about over. You know, like I said, what's the common denominator right there?
Her.
Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know what? If I knew I was just going to be married to her for 8 months, I'd just go on and give it a shot. Whatever.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
She got to dump me. That's all right.
Hey.
For those few fleeting moments, man, it's okay.
It starts with a honeymoon, so.
Yeah,
oh,
it does.
Oh,
good morning. Hello.
Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right,
good.
Man. What you won't do?
What you won't do is be rocking them same leggings I saw you working out 2 hours in at 7 o'clock in the evening at a club.
Oh,
you won't have the same ones on.
You know she's sour.
Maybe she got two of the same ones.
No, maybe not. Maybe not. Good morning. Hello. What you won't do?
Good morning, Russ.
What's happening, man?
What's up, man? What you won't do is be a customer of mine and always come in week to week saying, I know I can get a discount this time for something I did a week or two ago.
Ain't that
some BS, Russ?
Ain't that something? That always happens. Tweet mails came in. DJ Dorse writes at Russ Parr Show, what you won't do is keep trying to hold a conversation with me when you see I have my headphones on having a good time. I got a what you won't do for me. Yesterday I was at a grocery store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my car was parked next to this dude whose battery was obviously dead. What you won't do is act like you're in a real big hurry so they don't ask you if you can give them a jump. I got in my car quick and pretended I didn't know he had a problem. And I jetted out of there because he was getting out of his car like, oh, he had his hand up like, excuse me. I'm like, I ain't got time, baby.
That's so mean. I've been that person
I know,
before.
But hey, you know what? I didn't have time.
Yeah.
Good morning. What you won't do?
Good morning. What you won't do is act like you don't have to fix my furnace, landlord. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Wow. So I don't have to do that. It's not in the bylaws. Okay, whatever you're saying. Good morning. What you won't do?
Hi, Russ. This is Kimberly from Raleigh, North Carolina, and I just got to school at Waytech. And what you won't do is give that student refund money and don't bring your black tail back to school.
Wow, that's funny.
Somebody balling.
Too bad. Gonzo writes at Russ Parr Show, what you won't do is brag about how you got $12K back for taxes, then turn around and ask me to borrow $300 on payday. What is that all about? This guy, Damon Donaldson, says he's not going to listen to our show anymore, Albert, because he hates your laugh. He says, laughing monkey in the background is annoying as hell. Sounds stupid. Can't even listen to the show anymore.
He
called you a monkey.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have to tell y'all, man, when I first heard Albert laugh, I thought it was, like, made up. It's not. He cannot help it. Trust me, you could be in, a bar, and you hear that laugh just pierces the air. It is annoying, and it does make us all sick. Tony D. McLaren writes, what you won't do is not stop them damn chickens in your yard from waking me up every morning before I serve them up for Sunday dinner.
Wow.
You know, there's always somebody that want to have, like, the country in the city. They got a few little chickens and a rooster.
Mm-hmm. One
come
pig.
On, man. That rooster, you're going to wind up that rooster. The rooster's going to be roasted. Hello. Good morning, 1-877 Parr Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what you won't do is text some random dude on Facebook talking about he your soulmate and think you're going to stay up in my crib. Kick rocks.
Ooh.
I got
caught.
You.
Wow.
What you won't do. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, what you won't do. Yes.
Yeah, what, Ross, what you won't do is to keep going on those African jokes in the morning, man. What the hell wrong with you guys?
You're right. You're right.
We don't get you. The next time you give an African joke, I swear I'm going to send my chicken on you. My cuckoo doesn't play. He's going to attack you guys, okay?
All right. I'm sorry. We won't do it anymore. Can I just leave him with one word? I want to leave him with one word, if that's okay.
One word.
Go ahead.
That was like four
words. Is that a word?
What you won't do, hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How you doing?
Hey, Tracy. What you won't do?
What you won't do, weatherman is predict 3 inches of snow on Monday. Please just say it's rain.
It. Yeah, just say it's rain or something. Fake us out.
Don't jinx us.
You know, that's a problem. Michael Cryer writes, what you won't do is talk to me the first thing in the morning with your mouth smelling like soiled Pampers, saying all the H's really hard. Quentin Gaden says, what you won't do is hide from me when you hit my car with your car door and we work together. And do you ever pull up next to somebody and somebody pulls up next to you, you just wait till they get out to see if they're going to tap your car?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just sit there.
And then a little bit of your paint gets on their side of the car. Oh,
right.
So bad.
That is crazy. All right. Ron Cornelius, what you won't do is cut somebody out and use God's name in the same sentence.
Amen.
Don't make sense.